Diana Builders.
Oh, hi, Ron. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Like a chicken with my head cut off.
Oh, it's one of those days, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I imagine. So I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Right. What account is that?
It's a MasterCard ending in 4173.
MasterCard. Okay, that's why. I'm waiting on a customer to get the flooring in. I'm having a major delay on I'm getting another call in real quick. I'm trying to answer a message while I'm talking to you.
Okay, no problem.
The flooring's not going to be in for another week, and then I have 2 to 3 days of flooring to do, and then I'll be paid out, and we'll be able to get that taken care of. The other thing I wanted to know, too, is that, I mean, we're starting to get into the season where things are starting to ramp up, and I haven't really gotten anything from the websites. I mean, we haven't really, I mean, I'm not getting any phone calls or messages or anything like that from the website that you guys have built for me. And
okay,
I've got the reviews up there and whatnot. I got some pictures and everything. I don't know. I know that I should probably update a few pictures and probably put a few summaries in there about some jobs, but I would think that I would be getting at least a few phone calls, but I'm not getting anything.
Okay. So I want to share with you, only because I am on your dashboard, that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,174 times, and you've had 76 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware, because on the dashboard, there's only 4 leads. And so you might look at that and think like, oh, I've only gotten 4 leads since I've worked with them. But what that is on your website, there's the contact form. So most people, when they find you on the first page, they're going to call you, or they'll go to your website for immediate contact, right?
I ask every single person
you
that
do.
Calls me. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Absolutely. And that's why we're having this conversation, is because I've gotten maybe 3 to 5 phone calls, I believe. I have to go back and look, but I've gotten very, very little interaction off of this. And I'm paying you guys $300 a month, I believe. And
$249, yep, close, $250.
$250. I think you guys dropped it $50 for me. But yeah,
we might.
What do I have to do? Or, I mean, if it's all about me having to put my own pictures up there and put my own things up there and run the website myself, why am I paying you $250 again?
So you can actually tell us if you want things updated on the site, and we'll do it. But if you want to be hands-on and do your own content, that's okay too. But I do want to let you know what you pay us for is for the optimization for dynamic builders to stay on the first page of search results. The only thing I could see here from my end, Ron, that might be affecting you a little bit is,
uh-huh,
yes, you have a 5-star rating. You're doing very well in the reviews department. But
uh-huh,
you had 1 review posted in May of last year and then 4 in September and nothing since. So if there's companies up there next to you that are having a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them and you don't have a review since, you know, September of last year, that might be affecting your conversion. So what I would recommend, and I think I've sent you this in the past, and I can resend it if you like, is
okay,
you can use that review generator email But let's say that you're like, oh, there's four customers I can get overnight that'll all write a good review for me. Don't send it out to them all at once. Try to space it out. Send, you know, a couple here and a couple there. Because if you're getting five-star ratings and they're consistent and they're spaced out, that always looks more credible to a client than someone that just got a bunch all at once and then nothing since. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Payment-wise, if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149. So the only reason I suggest that is I know you're waiting on the flooring job, and we could still give you more time, but those Facebook ads are easy to put back on in the future. So it might keep things a little bit more affordable for now, and then you could always call us back later and put those back on if you wanted to.
Right. Right, yeah, and I know that when it comes to Facebook posting things, so here's something that I want to do, and let me know if there's anything additional that you think I could do on top of this to increase my odds, but I wanted to make a general ad that I post. I would like to post, like, every morning to certain groups, that way Whenever everybody gets up in the morning and whatnot, they see this just this quick post that as they're scrolling through their feed, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the process of starting another sister company under the same license, and it's going to be strictly for drywall. It's going to be called That Drywall Guy.
Okay.
And I wanted to basically make one for Dynamic Builders and one for That Drywall Guy, but to have a just a general ad that I post is like, it's like my commercial, you know what I mean? I'm not posting about any specific project. I'm not posting about any updates or anything. It's just a general ad for the company. Hey, if you need blah, 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 give us a call or whatnot. If I do that and I keep posting it every single morning, is that going to be effective? I mean, is that possible, or is there a limit that we can do? I'm all new to the whole Facebook thing, as of just a couple years ago. So I don't know about like sharing and tagging and all this kind of stuff. So I'm learning all this shit as I go.
Yeah. No, it's always good to keep your ads relevant and fresh and even repost, you know, very often and very frequently. And here's why, is that let's say that somebody's getting your ad that you're posting and they're seeing, oh, Dynamic Builders, General Contractor, Remodels, what have you. And they're like, oh, that's nice. You know, if I ever need them, you know, it might be something to look into. But if they don't need you right that second, the idea gets stuck on the back burner. So let's say you alternated and you do the one for the drywall. They might say, hey, I do need drywall now, you know. So I think it would be really smart of you. And then also it'll help you with branding to kind of have people associate the two companies, you know, that even though the drywall company is new, it still shows that you're a trusted business in the community and you have a lot of industry expertise behind you. You know what I mean?
I officially here on February 24th. Will be 1 year of me having this company open, and I have not had one call back. I have not had to return to one single job.
Oh, wow. So, see, that's, you have a good upstanding reputation in the community, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
So I put some notes on here, and we can definitely help you with that Facebook ad to get it, you know, ramped up and reposted frequently once the payment's up to speed. But I'm assuming that you want to keep the Facebook ads on based on what you said, and you just need to wait for that flooring job, right?
It's an entire – it's a kitchen remodel plus flooring throughout the whole first floor is what it is.
Oh,
and
so the flooring is the last piece of the puzzle, so to speak.
Yeah, everything else is done.
I see. Okay.
But the flooring that she picked, I guess, it's 1,300 square feet, and the first style that she picked did not – they didn't have enough in stock, and they didn't – they didn't tell her that until like a week later when they go to fill the order or whatever. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what I was hearing. It's my fault for letting the customer try and order their own flooring. They just need to tell me what they want and how much and do it that way. But
yeah, and you can
anyways,
get it.
They had to reorder. They had to reorder, and it's like 2 weeks out. But that was like Friday.
I see. Yeah, that almost happened to me when I did my remodel. It was the opposite.
Yeah.
I went with the contractor to the flooring and the countertop store, and I picked everything out, and I paid him
mm-hmm.
for the supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was busy working on the floors and the cabinet and the lighting and all that. And he
right.
thought, oh, the last thing I'll go get is the countertop because, you know, everything else has to be done first. So by the time he was ready for the countertop, he told me, oh, no, I just called them, and I think it's not available, and I almost had a heart attack because it was available when I picked it, you know? But luckily,
right.
I don't know if he had to go to another store or what he did, but he got it. But I was so upset. I'm like, I'm going to be so sad if, like, my whole design was based on this countertop, and if it doesn't
uh-huh.
come in, it's going to look funny, you know?
Fantastic.
So I guess it's
right.
Yep. So it's worth it for her. I know that it's frustrating for you, but at least she'll get what she wants
oh,
at
no.
the end of the day, you know?
It's not frustrating. It's just less
yeah.
fun, you know? I mean, there's no need to get any kind of upset about it. You just like, oh, okay, well, we'll do that again.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those mistakes that you learn from it, right?
Exactly. Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Like I said, there's no use to, you know, crying over spilled milk, you know.
Exactly. So, okay, well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. I put some notes in here. I'll send a little
yeah.
reminder email talking about the payment failing, but the extension
right.
on their 777 will ring to me. So if you know, want to get a hold of me, you can call me. If not, I'll probably follow up again maybe next week, okay?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, and like I said, it should, as soon as that is all done, I mean, it's going to be a large paycheck to me, and it's going to get me boosted. I'm going to probably, like I said, I have several other things to do, but we'll have another conversation and go, and I want to delve a little bit deeper into this advertising and whatnot, and I'm going to try and, like, chisel out what's working for me and what is working for me. So I'm trying to get set up for this coming season. I'm just found out like 3 weeks ago that I'm going to be a father. So this.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
very
you.
Cool. Aww.
Yeah. Well, the due date's in September. And like I said, I have basically this summer to make this thing work or close doors. So.
There you go. Okay, well, I'm there with you. I always say if you're proactive with your account, you'll get better results. So once
right.
we get this squared away, we can definitely kind of get with you and brainstorm and talk about ways that we can make this more effective so that it
yes.
does take off for you. Okay?
Yeah.
So no problem. Okay. I'll follow up with you again. And in the meantime, have a nice Valentine's Day, too.
Yeah, you as well. I appreciate you being cordial with me. And, yeah, we'll
of
talk
course.
To you soon.
No problem. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.